RDU 98.5, welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast. Now, of course you would have heard plenty recently about Heads in the Cloud taking place next Saturday, and I'm delighted to have one of the very, very special acts playing at that gig. I have Lush with me in the studio. Good morning.
And good morning to you, and good morning all.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you.
I'm not up this early most of the time, as I said, unless I've been like producing all night long or something and going, I think I've got it. But yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Oh no, it is a pleasure to have you here. And I, of course, am really excited to see you play. It's kind of one of the younger people involved. You know, I hear about all these legendary people and how cool the 90s were and all that. And so I'm really, really excited to kind of get a chance to witness it a little bit. You must be excited.
I am, yeah, absolutely. I think we all are, whatever genre you're into, it's all going to be covered, I'm sure, at all three spots in the building. So yeah, it's going to be great playing. It's going to be great listening to the up and comings, what's new now, whether we call it rave or club. It's going to be really enlightening. Yeah.
So what's your musical journey? How did you get started?
How did I get started? Gosh, I started professionally in Sydney. Got invited over by Obi-Wan and Pylon at the time. They were putting on amazing rave parties in Christchurch, and there was a big one in the square called Ultrasonic that they asked me to play at, which was an amazing rave. Probably, I don't know, 1,000 plus kids. Yeah. It was an amazing eye-opener for the scene in Christchurch in the 90s. It's everything that people, excuse the pun, rave on about. It really was like a time. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
So much amazing new music from the mid-90s onwards in the rave scene, in the dance scene, in the club scene. Yeah, it was really vibrant.
Because are you from Christchurch?
I was born in Christchurch, yeah.
Oh, right. So when kind of this all really started to grow as a scene, was it something you were surprised by?
No. Not at all. The quality of music that I knew of that was coming into Australia at the time, and the record labels that were being brought in by throughout Europe, the UK, America, people really knew their stuff who were buying in for the shops.
Right.
So the spectrum of genres just grew and grew throughout the mid-90s when I started, right up, till now.
And
the subgenres of everything has just made music now just so much better, whether it be a remix from an original from the 90s to whatever's being produced out now. There's just so much scope.
Wow, that's really interesting to get that perspective. So what's kind of your musical style? What do you play?
Well, I everything really.
Great.
I pick the best, what I consider the best out of each genre, and I mix it up, smash it up, whether it be BPM, old school sounds, new sounds. I really love my vocals, especially diva vocals in my house, in my heart house.
Yeah,
you know, and there's, we're spoiled for choice with all the talent out there. My gosh, like spoiled rotten.
Yeah,
and you just got to grab it as a producer, as a DJ, and get it out there. You know, and there's just so much available at reasonable prices now through like the digi world. When we used to pay a fortune for the records coming in, whatever you get your hands on back in the day, and that would be a decent part of your pay packet sometimes.
But
it was worth
it.
I'd rather starve and buy that record.
So you were how long really did this kind of scene sort of last in Christchurch, do you think?
Well, as far as I've seen it, I've been overseas, unfortunately, most of the time in London. So I haven't really seen it progress pre-earthquake, other than the times I was here on holiday. And I saw, I think when it came to not so many outside gigs being allowed to be put on due to the council and
whatever it may be,
happened everywhere, really. Well, most places throughout the world, but especially in Christchurch. I think it affected the atmosphere that festivals really have.
Yeah,
I mean, they're still on, but there wasn't as abundant as what it was back then.
Did you have a favourite venue back then?
Ministry had a really good sound system.
Yeah,
I think that's why it was utilised. There were so many bars where I'm at the Liquor Lounge, bars around town where that provide really good sound systems. And some of the clubs, Palladium was a big one for its quality of sound system. There was just so many places. We were spoiled for choice.
Wow, cool.
Really spoiled,
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. Have you started... I don't know what the word is, but have you prepared your sets for Heads in the Cloud yet?
No. I've got the beginning. I've got, well, about third. I never prepare because I always have about two or three, especially when you're playing vinyl, different lots depending on what the crowd's reacting to.
So if
in the housey tip into the breaks, into the vocals, whatever, you know, my job is to read the people make sure that they are, you know, they're moving, they're just right into their boogie because I love dancing, you know.
It's about the dancing. All the right things here. I'm getting so excited. So you mentioned you've been living overseas in London, I believe it is.
Yeah, I lived in Australia and I lived in London. Well, it was okay. Yeah, I would rather have been back home and right over the lockdown time.
It wasn't the place to be in
in lockdown.
No, I can't imagine. While living over there, did you perform much?
I did.
So it's been a lifetime thing for you, really.
It has, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I am so excited to see you play. And we're kind of talking before we went on air that this... This is a bit of a reunion for some of you playing there.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't seen most of the boys since late 90s, or they haven't seen me. Yeah.
Wow.
On holidays, you inquire about a few people here and there.
Of course, yeah.
See if they're still about, you know, whether they're married, settled down, or moved away from Christchurch after all different events that have happened here over the years. It's going to be a first-time reunion for a very long time for all of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure we're all just as gorgeous as what we did back then.
I don't doubt it. That when you kind of learn that, though, you see, like, it even gets me more excited for it because, you know, this is, like, so exciting for everyone playing as well.
I can't wait to see all the new up-and-comings and
just
see what the vibe is, you know, and what their interpretation, and have a word with, you know, whoever I can, you know, have a word with. Yeah, just get around and just see what people are into, because it's really quite a wide range in Christchurch of up-and-coming producers that I hear about here and there. And I'm really impressed with their quality and their interpretation of what they want to produce. I find quite unique. New Zealanders are a very unique breed of people.
Really?
Yeah,
interesting. Okay.
I'm proud to be one.
Do you see... in a lot of the modern music trends and stuff, are you seeing that rave culture having influenced it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, with all the breaks and breakbeats, there's all the old synths will never go away.
Yeah,
Any piano anthem, vocals are just getting better and better. Well, if not, it depends. Yeah, I mean, the vocals have just been good always.
Yeah,
way things have been produced and mixed up, whether it be the DJ live or someone who makes music, there really is just such an improvement of quality.
Mm.
Yeah, so yeah, it's gonna be great. I can't wait.
Oh, that's so cool. Because So old Pylons must have called you up at some point.
He did, yeah.
And he said, hi, do you want to play this event?
He didn't. And he was also just brought up the fact of having, you know, a female input.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
So, yeah, respect.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And I think it is so cool you're here for this. Are you living back in Christchurch now?
I am, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's my
And I'm staying.
Yeah. I love that.
I'm staying.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you so much this morning. I'm so excited for your set. You play, what time? You're 6.30 to 9?
No, I'm 7.30 to
9. 7.30,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, so it's from 5 to 1, isn't it?
Yes,
oh,
that's correct.
So 7.30 to 9, and it's going to be a mixture of genres. That's all I'm saying.
All right, yeah.
And a vinyl.
Yeah. Keep it
cool. Vinyl,
baby.
Keep it.
Now, yes, now, when... should I expect to see a large crate of vinyl with you?
Oh, yeah, you can hang out.
Oh, great. Hey, this has been an absolute pleasure.
You will.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Lush, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, you too, Liam. Yeah, really lovely.
And to our audience out there right now, just text in who you're most looking forward to seeing play to 021-738-985. And you could win yourself a ticket to Heads in the Cloud. Lush, one more time, thank you for joining me.
And thank you. And look forward to the party. Lots of dancing.
Yeah. It's going to creep up quick as well. It's here before you know it.
Exactly. Anyway, have a wonderful day.